I suppose there probably isn't a major street in many of Ireland's cities that doesn't have some sort of graffiti sprayed in it somewhere. And we all know of the beautiful and widely accepted murals that have been commissioned and celebrated in recent years. But my question is, where does tagging and graffiti stop and art begin? Well, muralist and street artist Decoy is joining me now to speak about this. Decoy, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good.
Now, Decoy, we spoke earlier on in the week about the Molly Malone statue and what's happened to that. So for people listening who might not know, can you tell us what pieces you would be known for?
I would be known for some pieces on Tara Street and some pieces down in Grand Canal, and as well as Token in town as well. So these are kind of permanent things that have happened over the years.
And internationally, you've got stuff in London, Paris, Lisbon.
Yeah, but they're probably no longer there because you know the way it is. It's definitely a transitionary kind of practice. So like your mural might have been gone over by the time you've gone maybe a month, you know. So, but I do have a mural in Melbourne, which I recently did. So that was the most recent international one. So,
in terms of you've got the Waterford Walls project, Limerick City Build, Dunleary on Shaw, Hit the North, loads of amazing stuff. When did you start?
When did I start?
Yeah.
Well, I started about probably 8 years ago, and I was working under different artists who were also in the street art realm as well. So Maser, Solace, and a few others as well. So I got under their wing and kind of like took part in what they do. So I found it really exciting. I saw that it was really cool to do it. I saw the effects of it on the streets, and I just thought, yeah, I'm gonna make my own name in this, you know. So that's how I started.
And what did you study?
I would have studied sculpture. Yeah, I mean, but I was always kind of on for creating anything bigger than me, you know. So it's been a long, old, complicated road with all sorts of different careers and everything, you know. So
they're the most interesting roads, I think, personally. And like, I hope you'll forgive my ignorance, but can you tell me what a tag and what graffiti is?
Well, a tag would just be someone spray painting their name in marker or spray paint, or you know, like getting their name up there. Graffiti is like an overall term for the actual practice. So,
is a tag graffiti?
I'd say it's one and the same. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a funny article. So we're kind of like, the reason why I'm having this interview is because we're bringing into light this article that was written by Michael, and it's well enough written, but I mean, it kind of doesn't, it's one tract in its nature. So I would say that it's sort of absurd to assume that graffiti is ever going to go away. I mean, it's always here to stay throughout the centuries, you know, throughout, you know, Roman, Greek, that's where the, you know, graffiti, the word comes from Roman to scratch, you know. So it's been around for centuries. It's just that we haven't seen it, you know. No, it's not tracked. It's not recorded. And what we have here is we're seeing it right now. And with the proliferation of easily accessible paints and everything like that throughout the 80s, car paints, spray paint, then you're seeing this kind of explosion of more and more.
The article that you're speaking about, just so people know, it's Michael McDowell's article, Stop Glamorizing Spray Paint Vandalism by Calling It Art. And one of the things that we spoke about on the show was the Molly Malone statue and the fact that it's been vandalized twice in recent weeks. So what would your opinion on that be? Like, how does graffiti differ to that?
Well, I think there's something going on there, though, that's completely different to... So you're putting you're kind of generalizing graffiti into what's happened on the Molly Malone statue, because I think the Molly Malone statue, to my best of my knowledge, is one of the only female, apart from there's one other I know of, but so I think it's one of two statues in Dublin which are female orientated.
Okay, and what's that got to do with it then?
Well, the fact that I think that someone wrote on the Molly Malone statue in opposition to groping, mm-hmm. as well. So it's a much more serious, nuanced issue there, rather than on Camden Street or Anger Street, where there's tagging for the sake of getting your name up there or doing it for the buzz of the whole thing.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So yeah,
an activism there happening, and there's an idea happening there. So I think that's a little bit different. So to point that out as the flagship for the whole thing is, it's... I can't find a great word for it.
But there's a lot of people who are saying that people could voice their opinions on something like that by maybe writing a sign by Molly Malone and putting it beside the statue instead of having to put something on the statue itself.
Yeah, but they didn't do that. They did something that caused more reaction, and I think that's what their point was. So I'm kind of, in some ways, in agreement with how they did it, because I think that it made a point, and that's what they were kind of trying to do.
Fair enough, I suppose. It does speak louder than a sign would have spoke, that's for sure. What would you say then to the people who think that we shouldn't be using the term graffiti artist when speaking about graffiti and tags? Because there are some people who, they just don't think that it's the right terminology to be using.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's always the same. I mean, when I'm painting, someone might say, "Are you Banksy?" or something like that. Or, "Oh, you're a street artist," and they might make fun of you that way. Or they take you quite seriously. "Oh, what, who are you?" So there's all sorts of different reactions from different people. So I don't know who's saying that they don't want to be called a graffiti artist or who's saying they don't want to be called something. Generally, if you're doing it, I don't think it really bothers you. You know what I mean? What people call you. Or what people call what you're doing. So, does that answer that a bit?
Yeah, no, absolutely it does. Do you think maybe there should be a public space then for people to practice and express themselves, as opposed to, like, I know a lot of small business owners...
I think that's a really positive solution to it.
Okay.
I think that, there hasn't really been any public space which has been kind of given the time and effort and money from Dublin City Council to make available for people to just do whatever they need to do to get there, to get the skills that they need to kind of like advance in their career, their artistic career. So I think it's a really, really good idea. The only places I can really think of are down by Grand Canal and behind Whelan's, Liberty Lane and things like that. But these are very much places that were kind of like organically grown. And they grew through people going out there, doing art down there for free, off their own backs. So I think that, people don't really recognize how much work goes into like just getting yourself out there and kind of sacrifice as well to normal careers or anything like that.
So a public space is what you'd be calling for from Dublin City Council. Listen, Decoy, thank you very much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. We really appreciate it. That was muralist and street artist Decoy speaking to us there about graffiti and art. I'd love to know your opinion. As I was getting on to the point about, small business owners, in my opinion, shouldn't have to pay and have to repair their business after somebody spray paints it. I'm married to somebody who's a small business owner, and it's, I don't think it's fair on them when it's their place is graffitied or tagged and they're left dealing with the consequences. But let me know what you think. 51552 is the number. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.